Scorpions out here.
You know, instead of waiting for a good day to happen, you know, waiting around through ups and downs, you know, I just said, look.
You have the iPhone 12, right?
I have the iPhone 12.
Did you notice that how much louder the vibration is? Like the vibrate?
I do notice that.
Why, who asked for that?
No one asked for that. You know what I hate? And I've been noticing it.
What's that?
I don't know. Maybe I'm on some other, maybe my body's wired different. But I feel, you see this thing down here at the bottom where you plug it in?
Mm-hmm.
I feel some kind of current. Am I an alien?
You feel a current through that.
I'll feel it tingle my fingertips.
The deal here.
Hole. Right here.
When? Like, is it against your body when you
like
feel it?
Like, if I hold it, like if I hold it, I'll start feeling it.
Really?
And I'm like, ooh, and I'll move my, I'll go like this. Ooh, I'll do that with my finger.
Really?
Swear.
Really?
Wow. And I feel it when it's in my front pocket.
Yeah.
I feel that area not liking what's in my pocket, so I have to pull my phone out.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird, man.
Have you ever felt your phone vibrate and your phone wasn't there? I've felt my phone vibrate in my pocket.
Oh,
and
you're just sensitized.
My phone was somewhere else.
So you just feel it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it's always
going, and yeah, it's weird, man.
We're slowly morphing in
to
androids, humanoids.
our sensitivities are becoming that of the machine.
Yes.
Holy shit.
I feel that machines always ran the earth.
Yeah.
And they're slowly taking over.
What do we do?
I say unplug it.
Unplug.
You ever watch those movies where all the robots and shit are taking over? I'm like, hey, unplug them.
Take the batteries out.
Take the batteries out, man.
Gotta sometime take the batteries out. You gotta unplug it, man.
At what point do we just say, hey, enough information is needed here?
Oh,
enough.
Never, man. We'll never get enough.
Why? It's an addiction?
It's an addiction till we have more. We want more information, more data.
Jeez. Oh, there you go. Oh, my phone said you're correct. Did you hear that? It replied to you. Yeah. It said you are correct.
Yeah. What do I win?
Oh, here, hold on. Let me see. Cancer. That's crazy. That is really weird.
What a weird prize.
What a weird prize. I can't get enough of it, though.
I know, man.
I don't know what to do, man. I tried. Yesterday was the first time I didn't look at TikTok the whole day.
Wow.
It was weird.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Because you've been in that mode for a minute now.
Yes, I've been in this wormhole.
Yeah,
and not getting out of it.
Are you one of those guys that can do a? Well, obviously not. But what about those guys that do the? They'll do like no electronics weekend or something like that. Can you do
that? No, that's stupid.
That's dumb, right?
That's dumb.
Yeah,
I don't want to. Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah, they go camping and shit. And like,
yeah.
Leave your phones at home.
Yeah, no. And then I get eaten by a bear. Why don't you call for help? Left my phone at home. You fucko. Why are you missing both your arms? Oh, mountain lion.
Funny story.
You're not gonna. Very funny. Not so funny, but very funny now.
Yeah.
It's not so funny then. I left my phone at home.
Yeah.
During a camping trip, and I was mauled by two mountain lions. They were actually tugging at my torso. And they were just both satisfied with the arms, and then they just ran away.
Yeah,
I couldn't call 911for obvious reasons.
Obvious reasons, yeah.
Because it was at home, my phone, and two, I didn't have arms anymore.
Yeah, but don't you feel more relieved that you had that weekend, that electronicless weekend?
Man, I thought of so many things, so many things in the future for me. My future was bright. Unfortunately, I don't have my arms anymore. I was driving around, you know, there's a mountain lion loose out here in Laurel Canyon.
Yeah.
And Renee, my niece, she's at the house. She said she saw it.
Oh, okay. And then
I saw it.
Where did she see it?
Right over there. So we had to back up and turn the headlights on. It was a log. It was obviously a log.
Yeah.
But I'm like, do you mean this log, Renee?
Yeah.
She's like, no. I saw the mountain lion.
Well, because she has to commit to it at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I wouldn't walk around this area anymore.
That's what she said. She
gave it advice. It's so many words.
Yeah.
I wouldn't walk around here anymore.
Yeah. Well, but she had to commit to her story. She said she saw it.
Yeah.
It was a log.
Yes.
You proved it was a log.
It was a log.
But she has to run with
it. It was a crazy log, too, because it was laying flat, and then there was another piece sticking up that looked like a head.
Did it have whiskers?
It growled. I have never, ever had any desire to touch exotic killer cat? Animals.
You're not
just anything that has to do with killing something to survive.
Me neither.
Don't know the infatuation with that.
I don't either.
Don't get it. I don't understand the bear hugs on white lions.
No.
I don't know about the riding the backs of cheetahs or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a video of a guy
kicking a crocodile in the mouth.
Sneaked up. He sneaked.
Yeah, you can say snuck.
Snuck?
Yeah, snuck up on a lion.
Yeah.
And went boo.
Yeah. What do you get out of that? What do you get out of that?
Nothing. You fucking idiot. You know there's no second chance, right? With a lion.
Yeah, I know.
There's only one chance with a lion.
Yeah.
Whenever a lion wants to be, you know, hungry, it's done.
It's weird that people have done that and lions have chosen not to eat them. I'm more.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? That's more weird to me that they've made that decision.
Yeah.
Because I think I'd go for the kill every time.
Maul.
Yeah.
Maul.
Just because of the arrogance. Just because you were so arrogant.
And the fact that you're a lion and you're looking at what you think is another animal, but wearing clothes.
Yeah.
You fucking, hey. And then he talks to the other lions. Hey, Xantar. Xantar.
Okay. Yeah.
Glaudio. Glaudio. Yes. Those are lion names.
Yes.
Yes, Mantra. Mantra. Yes, Mantra. Look at this fucking ghost-like human. No, look at this ghost-like animal walking towards us.
Yeah, yeah.
In khakis.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird.
He's dressed like a mailman, but it's all beige.
It's all beige. Let's bite its dick off.
For sure.
They don't.
Go for the dick first.
Yeah.
Have to.
Dick or neck. That's the... You ever see a pack of lions just feasting on a zebra?
Yeah.
And they go for the guts.
Yeah.
I guess that's the tenderloin.
Yeah.
But sometimes I see them go for the guts or biting the ass. Mm-hmm. And you just see whatever they're biting go like this. Oh. Oh. Fuck, man. Oh, look, this one's eating his asshole. Just eating the turd shoot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So do you think in that moment, because I think I would be saying to myself, I wish you would have just gone for the kill.
Yeah.
Like, don't send me through the torture of...
Don't do this, man.
...eating my ass. That's weird.
Please. It's my ass. I never even liked my asshole. Look at that one's dying. The one with the neck, he's going for the jugular.
Yeah.
But the asshole one?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, that's going to be a long
humiliating.
Torturous. Humiliating. Yes, for sure. That's bad.
You ever see, there's this footage on YouTube where I think it's a lion, right? A female lion. Lioness gets a hold of a wildebeest, right? Mm. Wildebeest is those bulls. They look like bulls, but their horns lay
back. They lay back.
Yeah.
Like that one perm, that one.
Yeah. They look like Al Sharpton. Old Al Sharpton. And lion sneaks up, but just jumps the gun a little too soon. and they all take off, right? But it catches the baby. Oh. Right? I think it's a baby. Don't quote me on it, but it catches one of them, right? Mm-hmm. Right by the water, because they were all eating the water, right? They're drinking the water. So it catches the one in the water, right? And it's just like, it's got it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's about to drag it, mm-hmm. right? As it's dragging it, right? And everyone's like screaming, ah! Oh, wait. I forgot the most important part. The other wildebeest come back.
Oh.
To help them.
Okay.
Right? So now they're like going after this lion, right? So it's like this whole feud between the lion and the wildebeest, and they're going back and forth, back and forth. Finally, the wildebeest gets away.
Okay.
Because they all come back and gang on them, right? And then guess what happens?
What?
A fucking alligator comes out of the water, eats the fucking wildebeest anyways. Want to get away?
So bad.
You want to get away? It's a Southwest commercial. It was the worst. This dude was not allowed to live.
Yeah, it was his time.
I mean, his homies came back.
It was his time.
His homies came back to fight a lioness. The fucking toughest animal in the jungle, the lioness that's trying to feed its pride.
Yeah.
And got it. And they got him. The Al Sharpton's got him back. Back on his feet. And a motherfucking alligator's like, I'll take that. Right into the water.
Hey, man, when it's your time, it's your time, right?
Dude, I got to find that footage, man. It is the most wildest. And for them to catch it on video.
Yeah.
I don't know if a tourist caught it on video or how it got. But it was like, holy shit.
What did the pack of wildebeest do after that?
They're like, all right, let's go. All right, you guys. Yeah, let's pack it up.
Nothing more to see.
Yeah,
here.
Man. Fucking Steve.
It's called Battle at Kruger.
You seen it?
Yeah, you have it?
Yeah, I've seen it. But if this was you filming it, would you stick around watching all this?
Yep.
Just get in the truck?
Yeah, that'd
happen. I would not. Well, maybe. Depends how far you think they are.
See, this I don't feel bad watching. Like, because they're surviving.
Well, this is what they do.
This is what they do.
Yeah.
I'm not watching a murder, even though I'm watching a murder.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But no one's committing a crime here.
Yeah, this is what they do. This is nature at work.
Hey, man, there's rules. There's rules out in the wilderness.
Right.
And you got to abide by those rules.
And one of those rules is, as a wildebeest, you don't wander off into a lion's pride.
There you go. I know you just got your legs 3 months ago. But stop walking towards those animals that look like tall grass. So make sure you watch it. Look at that. Alligator just took the wildebeest. Look.
Crazy.
So anyways, if you think your life is tough, watch Battle at the Bulge. Is that what it's called? Battle at
Kruger.
The Bulge?
Kruger.
What's Battle at the Bulge? That's like a real fight, right?
Yeah, that was a real
That's a real war.
War.
Yeah. Well, so is this one. Battle of Kruger. All right, you guys, if you're at your if you're at work right now, if you're at school, you're in your dorm, or if you're at in a cubicle, whatever it is that you're at right now, just go to YouTube, Battle at Kruger.
Yeah.
Kruger?
Kruger.
Kruger. Like Freddy.
Like Freddy Kruger.
I'm telling you right now, you guys, you will appreciate the life that you've been given.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't care what situation you're in. I don't care how broke you are. You are not a fucking baby wildebeest with a crocodile on your asshole and three lions on your neck. When that happens to you, then you can tell me how tough your life is. But until then, shut the fuck up. It's bad enough that these wildebeests look like really bad versions of Cat Williams and Al Sharpton. But to be eaten by a crocodile and three lions at the same time?
Yeah. That's tough, man.
But what loyalty, huh? What loyalty? There are about 40 of those wildebeests came back.
I wonder if one saw that and went back and got the others, or if they just sensed it.
Well, the mother probably said something.
They were like, wait a minute, somebody's missing.
Yeah, it's Junior.
Where the fuck did Junior go?
Where the fuck did Junior go?
Oh, shit.
I bet you know there's at least four or five of them going, God damn it. It's not even my fucking kid. I just want to eat ants.
I just found this nice patch of grass to gnaw on.
I'm scratching my back on this tree.
Fuck this guy, man.
Gotta fight again.
He's newborn. I barely even know him. Fuck it.
I don't know him. Does he even have a name?
We're not even used to him yet.
Fuck him. Let's make an animation. Let's make a cartoon about Wildebeest. They haven't made it yet. Disney hasn't done it.
No, it hasn't been done yet.
Wildebeest.
Yeah.
Wildebeest.
Wildebeest.
You got the... He's and got Cat the Williams is playing him. Oh,
that's fucking hilarious.
Cat Williams, Snoop Dogg back in the day.
Yeah.
Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
Because he wants to act.
Yeah.
He keeps saying politics, but he wants to act. Who else has their hair slicked?
Who else has that style?
Oh, Andre 3000 from way back.
Oh, yeah.
Way back.
Yep, in the video. He'd be great in that, actually.
Oh, my God. He would crush.
Yeah.
I say we make this movie.
Let's make it happen, man.
Wildebeest. I swear to God, someone's drawing it up right now.
I love it.
Wildebeest.
Let's do it.
Bro, it's about a baby wildebeest.
Just trying to survive. Day to day.
Guess how it ends? Dies.
Yeah. Has to.
Fucking dies.
It has to end that way.
Yeah, man. Honestly, wildebeest are just food.
I'm surprised that animals, especially like the ones that aren't, the ones that are prey, typically, yeah. I'm surprised they survive a day.
I don't get it.
Like, what?
Imagine being born and you have to run the minute you land on the ground. The minute you fall out of that vagina, you got to run. Your mom doesn't go, oh my God, it's my baby. I love you so much. This is, run!
Well, because there's no rules.
Fucking run! Get away from the blood.
Even in gang life.
Yeah.
There's rules. You don't touch the women. You don't touch the kids.
Yeah. Not in the wilderness.
They don't give a fuck.
Yeah. They say touch all of them. Especially the kids. Still in the sack. If they eat a pregnant one, they go, it's a twofer.
It's a twofer.
It's a fucking twofer.
It's a buffet coupon.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I just ate the stomach and just gnawed into another ass. Dude, I don't want to come back. I don't want to come back in the wild.
No.
I don't want to, bro.
Stressful. It sounds really stressful.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you want to come back as? You want to come back as another version of yourself.
I do.
That's what I want to come back. I strongly believe... I was having this conversation with my ex, and she was like, my ex-wife, by the way. There's only one ex in my life. Ooh. And that's the mother of my son. That's my only ex.
Say that.
And she said to me that she believes in reincarnation. I believe her. She says, you come back,
mm-hmm.
right? You come back.
Mm-hmm.
Your memory, completely gone. You have no idea what the fuck you did before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're literally coming back because you didn't finish what you needed to do.
Mm.
And you messed up. And now this is your second chance to do it right. Mm. And you continue to do that until you completely are enlightened. When you are completely enlightened, you did everything correct that you were supposed to do on this life.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you move on to the...
I could see that. I have heard that. I've heard a different version of how you come back in the beginning.
Yeah.
Is that... The memory is there,
yeah.
Until like a certain age, like
yeah, a certain age, yes.
And then it wipes out.
And then it wipes out. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
And there's also another thing. Every now and then, your brain will remind you that you used to be here, and those are deja vus.
Mm.
When you go, I feel like I've been here before.
Right. Right. Right.
And then your friend's like. Yesterday, motherfucker. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It just felt like longer than that. You want to hear another cool one that I heard?
What's up?
Reincarnation, right? You leave, mm-hmm. right? And when you leave, you start going towards that white light.
Yeah.
Right. So basically, it's just your life is constantly going in a circle.
Yeah.
Right. And so when you leave this reality, right,
mm-hmm.
you start walking towards that light, right? That little tiny white light. They always talk about that white light. And you walk towards it, and you walk towards it, and you walk towards it, and then it gets bigger and bigger. And that white light, you start walking through that white light,
mm-hmm.
and guess what it is?
What is it?
It's the operating room. You're being delivered again.
Yeah, really?
You're being delivered once again.
Wow.
And that's why you're screaming, because you're like, no! What's going on? What? What? Mama, I can't even fucking talk. Wawa.
That's funny. That's funny.
You like that?
Yeah.
It's kind of cool if you think about it.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. Yeah. I love that. And then the life starts over again.
Hmm.
You start right back over. Or you can just die and you become a lump of shit.
And be gone, right?
I don't believe in that, though.
It's hard to believe that because of the spirit and the soul.
Yeah, that's real.
You know what I mean?
That's real.
I know it's real.
Yeah, I know it's real. The soul is real.
Yeah.
You know when someone's soulless.
Yeah. You do, actually.
You do.
Yeah.
And you feel it. And that's soul. Yeah. And that's your soul talking to another soul.
Yeah.
That's not even us talking. Just my soul feels your energy and it's saying something to me. It's telling me that's not a real person.
Yeah, you're a piece.
Stay away from that.
This guy's a piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit. Walk away.
Walk away.
Walk, right?
Yeah.
That's real.
Have you ever been doing something and then stood back and your soul stood back and looked at yourself, at your body and go, he's a piece of shit also.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know what? There was one time, seriously, that's so funny you said that. There's been something that recently happened,
mm-hmm.
and I had two opportunities to walk away, and I didn't.
Yeah.
And a horrible outcome
right.
happened. And literally, Dre, it was my soul saying, don't.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, fuck it, man. Jameson was like, man, what are you doing?
I can get away with this shit.
What's the worst they have here? Swollen ankles?
I've gotten away from this. I've gotten away from this 1,000 times.
1,000 times.
Let's do it again.
Let's go, Joe. Joe, let's go.
Who is that talking?
That's Jameson.
That's just Jameson.
He has a lot of accents. Let's go. Come on, Joe. Let's go.
Yeah.
And then my soul is just on the outside like, come on, man.
You know better.
Come on.
Don't
you know
better.
Swear, Andre, I'm not lying.
I know.
It was literally telling me. There was even one point where it said, hey, man, call it a night. Swear to God.
Right.
This all happened on the same night.
Yeah.
For a horrible outcome.
Yep. I've had it happen to me.
And it's killing me.
I've had it happen to me a lot. And you sit back and you watch yourself. It's almost like an out-of-body experience.
Yeah.
And you're going, this dude's an asshole.
Yeah.
he won't listen.
Yeah. But no, I'm talking about you.
Yes.
As your your soul said that you're
saying
an asshole.
That to, yeah, about yourself.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was me too. It wasn't telling me I was an asshole. It was telling me to get out of a situation.
Yeah.
And I refused to listen to it.
Right.
Don't do it, Joe. Come on. Have fun. You worked so hard. You know what it is? It's that Kardashian raspy voice that my
vocal fry.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got vocal fry, eternal vocal fry.
Ooh, vocal fry.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, where you go right down here.
Yeah.
Like this.
Hey, I want everyone to know this. At your work, if there's a coworker that talks like this, hey, me and Becky are going to go get something at Starbucks, and we want to know if you wanted anything at all. Is there anything you want? This is what I want you to say to that person. Go, yeah, can you get some lozenges for your throat? And a cup of olive oil. Swallow it.
I saw a video probably about 2 months ago where they showed the difference between how there were so many different accents in the United States in the 90s. The 80s and 90s compared to now, everybody talks like this.
No way.
Yeah. Everybody has this one little signature.
Yeah, what is this? And you know who loves it? And I hate to do this. Okay, I'm generalizing. Mm-hmm. Don't get mad at me. Jesus. Women.
Yeah.
Women love this range right here. It's just like, I just woke up, but it's, it's 9 o'clock in the evening and I've been, oh, God.
It's smoky.
I just told her I'm done. Like, I just, you know, I'm fed up. So I had fun.
Yeah, I would like to know why.
I had fun. Did you have fun?
I did.
Oh, God. Dude, I can't. Just talk.
Yeah.
My favorite, I love it when a woman talks like, hey.
But that's the thing. That's what, when I saw the video, what they were talking about is that how we would have these vocal inflections, meaning like there was always this, like when we were excited about certain things.
Yeah.
When you're excited, your voice goes up here and you get here, right?
Yeah.
And everything now is just really monotone and like, yeah.
I see what you're saying with that, yeah. But I also think people think it's sexy.
No, for sure. Yeah. But it's also cool. They think it's cool.
Oh, God.
Because it's like,
it's not cool.
It's like, I'm not going to get too, I'm not too rattled. You know what I mean?
I'm not too rattled at all. This is crazy. Yeah. It's a crazy time we live in.
Yeah. You know,
it's really weird.
It was a pandemic, but you know, I made it through.
I had a bagel today.
You had a bagel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Was it cream? We had cream cheese.
It's cream cheese. And yeah. I'm lactose, but I just can't get rid of cream cheese out of my diet.
You know what I really like? Is I like lox.
I like lox too, one. But I'm allergic to fish. Fucking. Just stop. Talk regular. No one wants to hear that. Do they?
I don't know.
Guess
what? A lot of people doing it.
Guess what I was watching the other day?
What's that?
All right, so I have my niece staying at the house, right? My niece, my little nephew, and Renee.
Mm-hmm.
Renee is addicted to The Bachelor.
Okay.
So I watched it.
Yeah.
I made fun of it when I first sat down.
Yeah.
You know, what is this? So dumb. So dumb. Look at these bitches.
Yeah.
I was being mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, you're in love. Are you in love with them or are you in love with the fame?
That's what I would have did. Same thing. I would have had the same
right?
answer. Yeah.
Episode 4, guess what?
What happened?
Hey, I really think she loves him.
Yeah, you were into it.
Yeah. Episode 6, man, fuck this dude. You don't deserve her.
Oh my God. That's funny. Yeah. I get into all that stuff, man.
Yeah.
All of it.
All of it.
What's the, there's one on Netflix. What is that? The 90 Day Fiance or some shit?
Oh, Lord. 90 Day Fiance.
I'm into all of it.
No Neck Fred. No Neck Ed.
Yeah.
That's his name. No Neck Ed.
I'm into all of it.
Yeah. Look at this guy.
I want to see what
he's such a
sweetheart.
My son loves him. He uses mayonnaise in his hair. He was born with this this neck.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called, but it's some kind of a neck thing. I don't know what it's called. It's where it's just a shoulder and a head. But I'm not trying to be funny.
I know.
But
I know. I just don't think the condition has a name.
I don't think it does either. He's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
My son loves him.
Yeah.
And I think he's nice too.
Yeah. I watch all that. I get caught up in all of it, man. I have Gemma and AJ. When AJ's home, we're watching all of it. Especially the beginning of the pandemic, I watched all of this stuff.
Oh, so awful. There isn't anything good to watch
at the same time, though.
It is. It's awfully good. That's where that came from. It's awfully good.
What is that?
It just, what you described is awfully good.
Oh, I thought that was the name of something. Well, you need to name something there. That sounds.
No, that's a saying.
I know it's a saying, right?
Oh, but we should say it.
Yeah. There should be something.
I don't believe it should, but I don't believe in anything negative that has to do with something positive in the name. I've never been a fan of that.
Really?
Nah.
Because it felt like. Because
you're setting yourself up for failure, I think, when you say that. So if it does fail, you're like, yeah, well, I did say it was awfully good.
I never thought about it that way, I guess.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so it's like you're indirectly saying, hey, you know what? It's going to fail.
That's weird because awfully should it. That's awfully good. Yeah. Like terribly good.
Yeah. Terribly good. Awfully good. I just don't believe in that. I like to try and get rid of those words that set you up for failure. You know what I mean? Like hope. I don't like hope.
Like I hope.
I hate it.
Wish? What about wish?
I hate wish.
You don't wish? You wish for anything?
Nope.
What about luck?
Nah.
Don't believe in that.
I don't like luck.
I don't believe in that. I don't believe in luck. I mean, I understand that luck is a thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think that people in general, generally speaking, get lucky.
No. I believe you can set off an energy and things start to happen.
Right.
Because the energy in the room just starts to click and sync.
Exactly.
But I don't think luck. Luck means like cross my fingers.
Yeah. Like, okay, people that win the lottery get luck. That's lucky.
That's lucky.
Right?
Yeah.
But I think other things like, you know, career stuff and all that, that's not luck.
Oh, I got they always luck. Say, though, oh, you just need a little bit of luck. And it's like, I don't think so.
How about maybe fortune? Maybe good fortune. Maybe your fortune changed. What about that? You became fortunate. No, don't buy that one either.
Yeah, well, you mean the word fortunate?
Yeah.
I don't mind. That was fortunate. To be honest, I don't even know the definition of fortunate. I'm not even going to lie. I've used it 1,000 times and I truly don't even know what it means.
Can you pull up?
That's fortunate? Does that mean like that's good?
Well, like your fortune changed. Like your, but is that luck? That's what I mean. Is that luck?
What is fortunate by definition?
It says favored by, can you lift it just a little, please?
Yep.
Favored by or involving good luck fortune.
Well, then there we are. No.
Yeah. So it says luck.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I don't like using fortune.
Fuck fortune.
Yeah. Not using it.
Not Fortune Feimster, though. We like her.
I love her. But, yeah, I don't like saying luck. Good luck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Break a leg. I don't believe in that shit. Yeah. I hate it. Yeah. It's I feel like when someone casts that on you, indirectly, they want you to fail.
Wow.
Or you're setting off the wrong energy. Because when you hear that, do you really get hyped up and ready?
I do not.
Don't.
I don't.
Break a leg. Like, you walk out of the goddamn green room like, what? Like, it doesn't put anything good.
I say good luck to people, but only because I know that they wouldn't understand anything else.
I guess.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Like, an average person. I wouldn't say good luck to you.
Yeah.
Because I know that that's not where your energy is.
Yeah.
But there are people that I would say that only because I know that anything else they wouldn't get.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they wouldn't quite understand it.
I don't know. I'm more of like, crush it. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Kill it. Yeah. I'll say stuff like that.
Yeah.
Destroy that shit. Make it, you know, that kind of stuff gets me hyped. Yeah. I've had to talk to a friend one time, that very close friend. I was just like, hey man, your energy is wrong. Like, like it's always negative, bro. Stop.
Yeah.
Or just don't talk to me. Like, I didn't say don't talk to me, but I was just like, I forgot how I said it. I said it in so many words.
Yeah.
Cause I love the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like, you know, it's like, I'll just make this up. Like my book came out. Mm-hmm. Better be funny. What is that?
Yeah.
That's like, who wants that? It's like 2.5 years of my life went into this book and you're going to say, better be funny. Like, what is that? Why don't you cast some great energy for the book?
Yeah.
Like, I think everyone has a responsibility when that stuff happens. Like, I feel like when you say something like that, it's almost like a bit of like jealousy deep down inside.
It's a little dig, yeah.
It's a dig.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I never had a book, so fuck it. It better be funny. Like, what? Yeah. Like, I know I'm looking too deep into it. Maybe it's not that. But I don't know. To me, like, I would never say that to somebody.
Yeah.
I would never say that to you.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I went and auditioned for this thing. Well, you better memorize your lines. You only get one shot. What?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? Yeah. You just left all this negative energy on this guy or chick, and she's going to walk in and have that on their shoulders, right? Yeah. Like, I don't
know. Well, no, I think that makes sense. And I'm thinking, as you're talking, I'm thinking about the whole good luck thing, right? Because it implies that you require something other than
skill.
Your skill and your talent.
Yeah,
and your
good talent. Luck. What? You think I've worked my whole career for the chance that luck will come my way?
To go in here and cross my fingers?
And hope to die? What the fuck does that mean? Cross my fingers and hope to die? Have we ever broke down that saying?
Oh, cross your heart and hope to die.
Oh, whatever it is. Cross your heart and hope to die? What the fuck kind of saying is that?
Yeah, what?
What is that?
What does that mean?
Why is that something that people say? I don't know.
That means if it's not true, then I'm going to die. I think that's what it means. Like, I swear. I swear to God.
No.
You're lying.
Cross my... Hey, man. I'm telling the truth. Cross my heart. Hope to die. What?
It's like swearing on somebody's life.
It's like I swear on my mama. I know
yeah.
you're lying.
Oh, yeah. I swear on my mama.
I know you're lying now.
Yeah, when they say that, you know you're lying. I swear on my mama. 2 days later, mom's dead. Mom died. Hey, man, we need to talk about that thing 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Because your mama died.
Yeah, I saw the obituary. Not good.
Saw the obituary. Does that even exist anymore?
I don't know.
Is there an obituary anymore?
I'm sure there is somewhere.
Isaac, is there an obituary anymore? Do people really go through the obituary page?
The newspaper? You remember that?
Yes.
God, that was horrible, man.
It was horrible. And you know what? My sister used to read it. Not Gemma, Rowena.
She'd read it?
Yeah.
Like random people?
Yeah,
like
just read it. Go through the obituaries. I think a lot of people went through the obituaries. Though.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like knowing the town.
Yeah, I would go, not go through it, but I'd like thumb it through the newspaper when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And you'd come across somebody you knew. You'd be like, what the fuck?
Oh, man.
Why am I hearing about this here? I'm 10. Yeah. Why am I hearing?
Yeah.
Why am I hearing about this? How come my mom didn't tell me Ethel died down the street?
Yeah, Mrs. Handsworth is dead.
You find out in the newspaper?
Shit. She made the best brownies.
They always got some
that
weird,
stuff does
weird
not.
Picture.
That does not easy. You remember phone books?
Oh, God, yeah.
Did you know I can rip a phone book in half?
I do not believe that.
How much money do you want to bet?
I think I need you to swear to God.
How much? But cross my heart, hope to die, Ken. If anyone wants to see me do it, I can do it.
I'd like to see that.
Type in Joe Coy rips phone book in Google if you want to see me rip a phone book in half.
Does anybody have one?
If you want to see me do it, bring it here. Bring it here. Bring it to the studio. Watch this video. You don't think I can rip a phone book? Watch this.
What size is this? Like a little community phone book?
No, it's not a fucking community college dictionary. Not dictionary. What is it?
Directory.
That's not me.
It says that's what it says. Joe yeah, but Porter, that's not you.
I mean, that is me. But I want you to see the phone book. Look, I'm look at him. I'm asking him for money.
This is a phone book.
Look, phone book.
What the hell?
Is that you?
Yeah. Look. Watch this.
What the hell? Wow.
That easy. I gotta get some steroids.
Wow. I told you. I'm gonna post that.
How do you do that?
You don't think I can rip a phone book? I can rip a phone book in half in seconds. Say I can't.
I have to see this again.
Look at it. There's two on the ground. They keep giving me phone books. I'm like, bro, how many phone books do you want me to rip? Look. Done.
Wow. I don't even know what that. What does that mean?
It means I'm strong.
It does,
Andre.
It does.
It means I'm strong.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
I can rip a phone book, bro.
How many pages was that?
I counted them. 3,000. 1,500 whites. 1,500 yellows.
The whites. Remember that?
Oh, I hated the white pages. You know why? Yeah, no pictures.
No pictures.
The yellows had pictures.
The yellows was where it was
at. Oh, man. I love the pizza pictures.
Oh, man.
The deliveries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, bro. Give me the delivery page.
Do don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, yeah. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, yeah. One, two, three, four, one, two, three. Tonight, tonight.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.